House, please come to order. Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will clerk please take the roll?
39 members present.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No member is excused from the call of the House.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Pastor Milton Hunt, Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Most gracious God, we rejoice this morning as the golden beams of the morning sun brighten up the channel and the snow-capped mountains. As that light penetrates the darkness of the night, so also does hope shine before us at the beginning of this 13th legislature. With a speedy organization, it is possible to move swiftly to work and aim towards worthwhile accomplishments. O Heavenly Father, let there be hope also for those people who often have little hope, the poor who seldom vote and are able to afford no lobbyists, and the children who have no franchise and are eager to grow up in Alaska that continues in its beauties with opportunities for education, work, and life. We also pray for those that are in prison and have had their vote taken away, that justice in Alaska may become swift rather than sluggish, and that there may be opportunities for making amends and possibilities of true rehabilitation. Continue to pour down your rich blessings upon these men and women gathered in this hall, that they may have wisdom and all your grace. We pray in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, who was himself once a prisoner, but now is King of the universe. Amen.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I move that unanimous consent to play a brief plead on adjournment.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. This brings us to certification of the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the first legislative day?
Please make the following corrections to the journal for the first day. Page 4, after the first paragraph, insert, Representative Barnes renominated Joe Hayes as Speaker and permanent presiding officer for the 13th legislature. On page 11, under reports of special committees, delete Miller as vice chairman of the rules and insert Phillips. With these corrections, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the first day in House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement number 1.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the first legislative day in House and Senate Journal Supplement number 1 be approved as certified and corrected by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to introduction to guests. Are there guests for introduction? Guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications.
There is a communication from Bill... Excuse me. There is a communication from Joseph K. Donahue, Acting Commissioner of Revenue. Pursuant to the provisions of Alaska Statutes 43.835C, as enacted by the passage of Chapter 127 SLA 1976, the Commissioner of Revenue is required to submit a report to the legislature by the third Monday of each January, setting out in detail the amount necessary to be appropriated from the general fund for the payment of interest on revenue anticipation notes for the previous fiscal year, the amount anticipated during the current fiscal year, and an amount forecast for the next fiscal year. I respectfully report the following information, and this has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk and will appear in the journal. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
The House, please stand at ease. The House, please come back to order. Representative Winty.
I request we revert back to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we'll return to introduction of guests.
I'd like to bring the attention of the body, the presence of a distinguished Republican in my district, a former legislator, from Petersburg, Jack Longworth.
Jack is a former member of this body. You're welcome to the privilege of the floor if you'd like to make any comments to the group. Okay, thank you. Representative Abood.
Under introduction of guest, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce to you a former legislator of the House, Commissioner of Commerce at one time, an old-time Alaskan, also, as of not too long ago, a Commissioner of the Transportation Commission, now moved back down into the Southeast where he was born, I guess, and raised, and Mr. Walter Kubley in Gallery B. Also his son, who is working with down here also, very close friends of mine, Don Kubley.
Walt, as a former member of this body, would you care to address us? Further, Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce at this time Mr. Carl Rose. Mr. Rose is chairman of the School Board of Skagway and president of the State Association of Alaska School Boards. He's seated in Gallery B.
Are there any further guests for introduction? Before the at ease, we were down to introduction of citations and resolutions. Clerk, have any citations or resolutions for first reading?
House Resolution Number 1 by Lindauer, encouraging the governor to send an observer to OPEC meetings.
Resources and Finance.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by Lindauer, relating to expansion of ferry service.
Transportation and Finance.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by Cato, relating to the 17th annual Boys State at Camp Carroll.
State Affairs.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by Cato, relating to the 15th annual Girls State at the Sitka Public Safety Academy.
State Affairs Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 7 by Lindauer, relating to establishing a policy of encouraging long-term contracts with foreign companies for purchase of state crude oil.
Resources and Finance Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 8 by Lindauer, relating to the immigration of non-residents to Alaska.
State Affairs and Finance Committees. Representative Clarkson. House, please stand at ease. Representative Abood.
Yes, in view of the fact that we just have this put in front of us, I wonder if the Speaker would have read across those bills, those resolutions, one more time for clarification.
Will the clerk please reread the resolutions?
Excuse me. House Resolution Number 1 by Lindauer, encouraging the governor to send an observer to OPEC meetings. was referred to Resources and Finance. House Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by Lindauer relating to expansion of ferry service was referred to Transportation and Finance. House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by Cato relating to the 17th Annual Boys State at Camp Carroll was referred to State Affairs. House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by Cato relating to the 15th Annual Girls State at the Sitka Public Safety Academy was referred to the State Affairs Committee. House Concurrent Resolution Number 7 by Lindauer relating to establishing a policy of encouraging long-term contracts with foreign companies for purchase of state crude oil was referred to Resources and Finance. House Concurrent Resolution Number 8 by Lindauer relating to the immigration of non-residents to Alaska was referred to State Affairs and Finance. These start the bills that have not been referred.
Would you continue then with the joint resolutions?
House Joint Resolution Number 7 by Euling, Ward, and Barnes, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the election of the Attorney General and to procedures governing the election and term for state offices to be elected under the Constitution.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Joint Resolution Number 8 by Flood, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to elections for candidates for the offices of Governor and Lieutenant Governor.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Joint Resolution Number 9 by Bussell, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to elections for candidates for the offices of Governor and Lieutenant Governor.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Joint Resolution Number 10 by Jaroff, opposing the imposition of a halibut moratorium and the establishment of a share system for halibut in Alaska.
Resource Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Will the House please stand at ease? Will the House please come back to order? On the daily order of business, we're down to introduction, first reading, and reference of bills. Will the clerk please read
House
bills?
House Bill 48 by Martin, an act repealing certain insurance laws.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary Committees.
House Bill 49 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act. An act relating to nepotism in state employment and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill 50 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act. An act relating to collective bargaining and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill 51 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, an act limiting the adjustment of retirement benefits and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill 52 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, an act relating to government interest in intellectual work products developed at the expense of the state.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 53 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, an act prohibiting duplicate teachers' retirement benefits for Alaska BIA service.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill 54 by Furness, an act relating to regulations adopted under the Administrative Procedure Act, AS 4462, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill 55 by Martin, an act decreasing the motor fuel tax to offset tax increase by federal government and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
House Bill 56 by Lindauer, an act relating to scholarship loans.
Health, Education, and Social Services and Finance.
House Bill 57 by Lindauer, an act establishing the Alaska State Housing Authority Home Mortgage Program.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 58 by Lindauer and Barnes, an act requiring certain prisoners to serve a full sentence.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 59 by Lindauer, an act requiring motor vehicles 10 years or older to be inspected by the Department of Public Safety before registration.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 60 by Lindauer, an act providing for conditional pardon.
Judiciary.
House Bill 61 by Lindauer, an act relating to the public employees' retirement system and the teachers' retirement system and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill 62 by Lindauer, an act relating to the use of public money for the payment of non-resident individuals or businesses.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 63 by Lindauer, an act establishing sport fishing as a priority use of fishery resources.
Resource Committee.
Also, it was by Lindauer and Barnes, excuse me. House Bill 64 by Lindauer, an act requiring evidence of motor vehicle liability insurance to be furnished to the Department of Public Safety when motor vehicle registration is made or renewed and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill 65 by Lindauer, an act authorizing the establishment of a four-year college in Sitka.
Health, Education, and Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 66 by Lindauer, an act relating to fiscal notes on bills that affect state retirement systems and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill 67 by Lindauer, an act relating to subsistence fishing and hunting.
Resources.
House Bill 68 by Cato, an act relating to ferries and ferry terminals and establishing the Alaska Marine Highway Authority.
Transportation and Finance.
House Bill 69 by Cato, an act relating to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and establishing the Board of Transportation and Public Facilities at the head of the department.
Transportation and Finance.
House Bill 70 by Cato, an act relating to regions in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and prescribing the duties of regional transportation and public facilities directors.
Transportation and Finance.
House Bill 71 by Schultz, an act relating to the teacher's retirement system and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Labor and Commerce, and Finance.
House Bill 72 by Schultz, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for various construction projects and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
I've asked the clerk to hold the resolutions and bills which were introduced today for 1 hour after the recess so that any of you want to co-sponsor any of the bills would have an opportunity to do so. We have two members of the Senate with us, Representative Fakes, Representative Hofford. Do you have a message from the Senate? Excuse me. Senator Fakes and Senator Halford. Thank you. Pass our good wishes to your Senate President, and indication that we look forward to a good working relationship between the two bodies in this legislature. Thank you. Down to consideration of the daily calendar. There is no daily calendar. The next order of business is unfinished business. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, two quick items. First of all, I ask unanimous consent that Representative Wente be excused from the call of the House on Friday, the 21st of January, through Sunday, the 23rd.
Without objection, the representative is excused on the dates requested.
And, Mr. Speaker, I have a list of minority members who would like to be co-sponsored on three different bills, which I'll read them and then turn this list over to the clerk.
Thank you.
And rather than have each member stand up separately and take more time. Mr. Speaker, we request that the following individuals be shown as co-sponsors of House Bill 20, which is a bill relating to ethics and conflict of interest. Those would be Representatives Wente, Koponen, Malone, Larson, Clarkson, Gall, McBride, and Vasca. and the following individuals for House Bill 9 relating to appropriation for water and sewer, which would include Representatives Larson, Kopanen, Wente, McBride, Miller, and Vasca. And for House Bill 35, an appropriation for education, Representatives Gall and McBride. I'm asking unanimous consent that those members be added as co-sponsors to those pieces of legislation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Randy Phillips be excused from the call of the House on the following dates: February the 18th through February the 20th, March the 18th through March the 20th, April 15th through April 17th, and May 13th through May 15th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Phillips is excused on the dates requested. Representative Duncan. The House, please stand at ease. Back to order. Before the at ease, we were under unfinished business. There's quite a lot of confusion regarding co-sponsorship of bills and so forth. This will smooth out after a few days. One of the problems is we have an unusual number of them here the first couple of days, and lack of opportunity for the sponsors to go around soliciting co-sponsors, and also the lack of opportunity for people who might have been interested and unsolicited to have made their wishes known. I think that it's going to work out okay. We have a little slip that that goes to the chief clerk that you can fill out indicating your interest in being a co-sponsor. She's assuming that you've asked the sponsor. And then also, normally there's a little checkoff list that some sponsors of bills will turn in with their bill at the time they turn it into the clerk, indicating other people who want to be shown on the bill. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Continuing under unfinished business, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Liska be excused from the call of the House on the following dates: February the 18th through February the 20th, March the 18th through March the 20th, and April 15th through April 17th, and May 13th through May 15th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Liska will be excused on the dates requested. Is there other unfinished business? There's two or three items of unfinished business that I'd like to take care of at this time. I'd like to add an additional referral to House Bill 41, which was read across yesterday. That is a bill relating to state aid to municipalities for roads and providing for an effective date. Yesterday, I gave it a referral to the Community and Regional Affairs and Finance. I would like to add the Transportation Committee, which would be the referral after Community and Regional Affairs and before Finance. During the at ease, it was pointed out that I've been inconsistent, at least on one referral dealing with teachers' retirement. So in order to prevent referral to four committees, because you can get four committees under some of these bills, and that kind of slows the process down, it's unnecessary, in my opinion, in this particular case. On House Bill 71, an act relating to the teacher's retirement system and providing for an effective date, without objection, I would like to replace the referral to Labor and Commerce with a referral to State Affairs, which is where I've referred other bills, so that all the bills dealing with teacher's retirement will go to, I want to replace the referral to Health, Education, and Social Services with State Affairs, so that the referral will read Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance, which is where I have been sending other bills with similar titles and subject matter. If there's no objection, I'll instruct the clerk to so note. Also, it was pointed out by the Finance Committee that some of the bills referred yesterday may have fiscal notes. It's apparent that there's more than a likelihood that some of these bills will have fiscal notes and should go to the Finance Committee. So this time I'm going to give an additional referral on some bills to Finance, which would be House Bill 2 by Representative Hayes, relating to penalties for the use of restricted ammunition in the commission of a crime. That would get an additional referral to Finance. House Bill 7 by Hayes, requiring motor vehicle liability insurance. That gets an additional referral to Finance. House Bill 8 by Grusendorf, judicial retention elections, additional referral to Finance. House Bill 10 by Abood, relating to imitation control substance, an additional referral to Finance. House Bill 14 by Martin, permit reform, additional referral to Finance. House Bill 16 by Fritz, relating to premium increases for automobile insurance policies, additional referral to Finance. House Bill 19 by Fritz, repealing certificate of need, will probably have a negative fiscal impact, but I'm giving it a Finance referral. House Bill 29 by Martin, relating to verification of residency of candidates for certain public offices. There will be some directors involved there, which should cost money. Give that a referral to Finance. And House Bill 30 by Martin, relating to proof of eligibility for registration as a voter, additional referral to Finance. Is there other unfinished business to come before the body? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Finance Committee will consider HCR 3 relating to the cancellation of a contract provided for television coverage of the legislature. We'll take up that bill next Tuesday, January 25th at 8:30 a.m. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The State Affairs will meet at 1 o'clock Wednesday, that's tomorrow, in the State Affairs Room 102 for the purposes of a member briefing, and also to hear three commissioners, one from the Division of Administration, from the Governor's Office, and Department of Public Safety. Thank you.
Representative Locker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Regional Affairs will meet Thursday, January 20th at 3:15 in Room 102, and we will receive a briefing by the Office of the Commissioner of the Department, and anyone else in the room is welcome to attend.
Representative Schultz.
Yes, the Resource Committee will meet tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Room 118. The purpose of that meeting is just to go over decorum, the procedures, and meet the staff members. It'll be a relatively short meeting.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Labor and Commerce will meet 12583 to consider House Bill Number 4. It's sponsored by Representative Martin, an act relating to insurance requirements in state construction projects and providing for effective date, and House Bill 22 by Representative Lindau, an act establishing a state residence requirement for loan purchased by the Alaska Industrial Development Authorities. Also, this Thursday, 12083, we will conduct administrative hearings with the Department of Commerce. And on Friday, 12183, administrative overview with the Department of Labor. These will be from 8:30 to 10.
Other committee announcements? Are there any other announcements? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a joint session for the purpose of the State of the State address this evening in the House chambers at 9 p.m. Afterwards, the reception will fall at the Governor's Mansion for members of the legislature, their spouse, or gentlemen and lady friends.
Are there other announcements? Representative Ewing?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Can I revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Ewing?
Yes, I'd like to introduce Dave Hutchins, which is back in Gallery B with the Alaska Rural Electrification. Dave?
Are there other guests for introduction? Representative Davis?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I'd like to introduce someone that worked on my campaign and has been helping me down here, Gary Newman.
Other guests for introduction? Representative Liska.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce one of my aides in the Gallery B, Mike Gay, who is helping me on the Reg Committee.
This brings us back to announcements. Are there any further announcements? Special orders. Representative Martin.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to have a moment to speak on publications and manual presented to the legislators.
You have the floor, Representative Martin.
Thank you, sir. Many of the new legislators, and I think the old legislators, are getting used to piles of materials brought to us at the beginning of a session, and many may wonder if they should read it or how much time they're going to find to read. One of the good publications that you have before you this year, which is a surprise, because it's written by our host legislator, the minority leader, Representative Mike Miller. And just the other day, sir, I was briefing over this, and I understand there's no state money involved. It's just a great little manual. For 4 years, I was wondering how to escape from the halls of wisdom on the weekends. And if you take a few moments, you want to get out of town, this little manual is really good. I wish we had it last year. I know Representative Bilesma, who's not with us today, and myself last year went to find out how to get out of town. So we took a few trips, and we learned the beauty of the Southeast. So thank you, Representative Miller, and I recommend the reading to everyone.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the privilege of the floor to speak on educational funding?
You have the floor, Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to very briefly take a few moments to speak about what I consider to be one of the first and probably major priorities of this legislative session, and of course urge your early consideration and your caucus's early and favorable consideration of the shortfall in the Educational Foundation funding program. Mr. Speaker, as you're probably aware, it's been identified over the past several months that there is a shortfall in the educational funding available to our school districts around the state. That is going to have a serious impact on the operation of those school districts, Mr. Speaker, and also on the level and the quality of education that will be provided to our youngsters throughout the state. This is not an issue, Mr. Speaker, that affects just me or my district, but affects each and every one of us and each and every one of our constituencies. Mr. Speaker, last year the legislature appropriated about $391 million for fiscal year 83 foundation support. The Department of Education and NEA and the School Board Association and others have done a review of that amount. They have found that is a short funding or a shortfall of somewhere in the neighborhood of $33 million or perhaps even higher than that. Actually, the legislature appropriated, according to the entitlement or the foundation program, should have appropriated somewhere in the neighborhood of $425 million. We appropriated $391 million. The shortfall, Mr. Speaker, is a result of the legislature's decision last year to make the rescission through the budget process. We did not change the foundation formula. Therefore, if we would have full funded that foundation formula, full funded the instructional unit, there would have been sufficient funds. But through the budget process, the decision was made to cut that back. Mr. Speaker, in a breakdown, it appears that about $14 million of that shortfall comes about because of a deliberate under-appropriation, where we didn't full fund the foundation formula program. About $7 million, slightly more than $7 million, is a result of the BIA school transfer that's taking place in this state, where they're transferring the schools from federal control to state control, and that increased foundation requirements by about $7 million. There have been enrollment increases in all districts throughout the state, or in many of the districts. That's brought about an increased need of about $6.7 million. New programs, organizational changes, et cetera, has caused the rest of it. Mr. Speaker, I believe that's a top priority, or should be a top priority of this legislative session, and I know the minority caucus, the minority Democrats, have set that as one of our major goals, early goals, and top priorities. As you're aware, Mr. Speaker, and I'm sure as other members of this House are aware, the school districts and local municipalities really get caught in a bind on this program. They're required by statute by AS 14-14060 to have their budget ready and presented to the local governing bodies by at least April 1st of each year. The governing bodies then have 30 days to act. And of course, as the legislature has been going on for the past several years, they've got to set their budget. The local governing body has to make the appropriation before they know what the state legislature is going to do, because we haven't been able to make our decisions prior to those deadlines. So it puts them, Mr. Speaker, in a no-win situation. And I've met with school districts here and elsewhere, and it's very clear to me that they tried to hold back. They tried to reduce their level of need, and they really went by what was put out or what was put forth in the foundation program, but the shortfall has caught them in a terrible situation. Mr. Speaker, various groups have identified this as a very needed priority. The State Board of Education and the new State Board, which was recently appointed by Governor Sheffield, has identified the shortfall as a top priority and has requested that the Department of Education and the administration pursue that shortfall. Their top priority of that shortfall is the $19.3 million for the Public School Foundation Program shortfall, which includes BIA schools and so on. There are also other expenditures which they are concerned about, and the total amount comes out to the $33.7 million, which has been introduced in House Bill 3 and also in House Bill 35. In addition to that, Mr. Speaker, the Alaska Municipal League has gone on record as strongly supporting the immediate appropriation of the necessary money. In a publication which I think all members of the legislature received, it's a cover letter from Jenny Chitwood, Executive Director, and the Alaska Municipal League Policy Statement for 1983. They have a resolution where they recognize that the BIA schools caused the shortfall, that school districts have had an increased school population, that there was a deliberate underfunding last year, and in combination with these transfers and enrollment increases, has caused a shortfall of about 30-some million dollars. Mr. Speaker, they recognize that in the past, we have set education in this state as one of our highest priorities. As they point out, if supplemental funding is not available prior to the beginning of the second semester of the 1982-83 school year, which of course is upon us, school boards across the state will be required to significantly reduce educational programs. And in their resolution, they are requesting and urging the legislature to provide a supplemental education appropriation by February 1st. That date's almost upon us, Mr. Speaker, and I know it takes time to get things through the committee process, but we urge, as members of the Minority Caucus, of the Democratic Caucus, your immediate and favorable consideration. As I've said, in our early deliberations, we've set that as one of our first priorities. And I would like to say that as members of the minority, as members of the Democratic Caucus, we're willing, able, and ready to work with you through the committee process and in whichever way we can to see that shortfall is made up and see that the additional funding becomes reality. Thank you.
Are there further special orders? Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask the privilege of the floor to speak on some words from the President that I've noted in an article, if I may quote.
You have the floor, Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. President Reagan said just on the January the 4th, or the 1st, killers off the roads, to get drunken killers off the roads and get them off now. He goes on to say, if we insist long enough and loudly enough, we can save lives. The personal pain and heartache caused by these needless tragedies is immeasurable, and billions of dollars are lost in medical costs, wages, and through hours of missed work. A drunk driver is no accident. In areas where police have made drunk drivers a prime target, traffic deaths have begun to decline. Those are quotes from President Reagan's recent speech on drunk driving. I would remind the body and my colleagues that there is a bill now, House Bill 6. I would ask you to give it very serious consideration for the safety of the citizens of Alaska who are here now and those that are yet to come. It's important to the citizens of this state. I'd ask you to look it over very carefully and give it very serious consideration. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further special orders. Representative Pessinger.
Mr. Speaker, if I could have the privilege of speaking to the body. Representative Duncan, on the serious matter of education, this is not a partisan effort at all. We look forward to working with you. I look forward to working with you, and we are working on the education shortfall right now, and I look forward to meeting with you after this session so that we can meet these deadlines. This is something that the entire body is on agreement with, and it is a responsibility that all of us will meet together. Thank you very much.
Further special orders. As we've announced earlier, there is a 9 o'clock joint session for the State of the State address by the governor. I'm going to ask the majority leader for a motion to recess until 8:50 p.m. this evening. I would ask you all to try to be on time. We will start promptly at 9 o'clock because it'll be covered by television and radio and other media statewide. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in recess till 8:50 p.m. when we meet in joint session for the State of the State.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in recess until 8:50 p.m. this evening.